All righty. Big time happenings yesterday as far as Wall Street is concerned. Makes way for a special segment. A spotlight segment, we call it. Right here on the island, of course, the great Craig Ferrantino, certified wealth strategist, president of the Craig James Financial Services, and the great website. Please check it out. We're talking LongIslandInvestmentAdvisors.com. Mr. Ferrantino himself, somewhere on the beaches of South America, still had the know-how. The know-how, ladies and gentlemen, to get to a phone somewhere in Rio right now, I think. Somewhere in Rio, but still had the mindset and the caring attitude. Because he is built that way because he doesn't want the audience. That's what he told me. He does not want the audience to feel like there are questions out there, and he's the expert. And we say very good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jay. How are you? That's a very funny introduction. I wish I was on the beaches of South America, but nonetheless, that is great. You know, every time I try and take a few days off, Jay, it's the markets sell off, and it's always what I'm trying to just, you know, get away from it a little bit. But, I do check. Everybody's got a cell phone, and everybody gets upset, and we want to make sure that we want to provide your listeners, some of the smartest listeners in the country. You know, I couldn't imagine you doing this in the South or something. What you're doing here in Long Island, some most educated listeners probably in the whole Northeast is right here in Long Island. So do owe it to you and your listeners. I figured, let me call in, try and make some sense out of this noise. Yeah. Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbled 801 points, as we heard in earlier reports. It was about 3.1% to we broke 26,000 on the Dow. We're at 25,479. The S&P 500 declined 86 points, down 2.7%, not the 3% drop that we see on the Dow. And I'll explain that in a second. And the NASDAQ Composite plunged 242 points at 3%. To 7774. The heavy volume, you know, 984 million shares are traded. That's kind of, I want to put that in perspective. That's pretty good for August. You know, a lot of the big players are in the Hamptons or the Jersey Shore or the Berkshires getting away from it all. But there's a lot of heavy volume, which leads me to believe when you have heavy volume in August, and I'm not a detective and I don't know, you know, I'm just telling you from my years of experience. A lot of this can be trading programs, you know, that are automatic or like robo programs. And so when you get that kind of volume in August, things were triggered just on the movement. It didn't really, nobody was there to actually pull the trigger. It's my guess, like, you know, may come out later. It's not something you know right away. But my guess is that some of this is just computer driven. And 2.5 billion shares were changed hands on the NASDAQ, which is also heavy volume. And the NASDAQ is completely tech oriented. It's a computer driven index. So that could easily have explained that. So what you had was crude oil fell to 55.23. So when I say that and I point out that the Dow was down 3.1%, that part of the Dow is oil or their industrial stocks. And that the fall in oil prices affects that. And gasoline was down 6 cents, which will help cars. The wholesale price $1.68 a gallon. Gold, we've been talking about over the past few weeks, has rallied. I mean, it literally was $1,300 to, you know, 3 weeks ago is $1,515.76. So that's got a good, you know, gold is a good place to park. And that's for people. And also, I like the bonds. So the bond, the 10-year bond, what happened was what they call the death cross, is when the 10-year bond, Jay, drops down below the 2-year bond. It happened momentarily, but that triggered some, you know, that's probably what triggered all this computer selling. And so what that means is that the 10-year was trading at a, let's say, a 1.6%, 1.55%.
Yeah.
And you can get a 2-year treasury for 1.55%. And so when the 10-year, the money that you would make holding on bonds for 10 years is the same as the money that you would make in interest holding on bonds for 2 years, was the same, then why would you go for the 10-year?
Yeah.
You know, and so, but maybe some people are thinking that the future is interest rates are coming down to 1%, which you and I might have talked about last time we spoke. And if that's the case, why not get 1.5%? Because that's more than 1%. So there's a huge volume there. The death cross predicted the last recessions, I think five or seven times, different stats I've looked at. I think we're in a different economy now. This could be driven by Europe. We have oil as our number one importer in terms of energy.
Yeah.
So I think that we're structurally different, but people still get scared of these things, and you know, it's just another thing to be worried about.
You know, Craig.
Yes, Craig.
You know, I think people. I mean, don't people have good reason though? Because you know, we have seen this before. You know, we have seen this before, and it's almost like, you know, this type of stuff has always preceded every recession in modern history. You go back and back and back. Something like this, it triggers something. Is that a significant reason, though, of fear? It could we experience something of that ilk again? Gut feeling here?
Again, no, because I feel we're in a very structurally different economy right now. This is more, I think this sell-off is more related to the global markets, that Germany was reporting weakness, that China is reporting weakness, and that's throwing global economies off. Mm. And I think this is, as a matter of fact, you know, the German interest rate for 10 years is almost negative 1%. So the privilege of lending you money is going to cost the bank almost 0.8%. And that means that if you give $100,000, 10 years from now, you'll be getting $99,800 back. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So they're in negative interest. So we're not there. We're still the place paying the best interest rates. That said, it's just a situation where, you know, we get this flash of a recession warning, and then the stocks dived down 800 points. So it's one of those things that you got to sit through. It's August. These things happen in the off months. We could have another negative day today as a result of all this. So we really, really need to be on top of it. Macy's came out with much worse. Yeah, they've had
all the stores, Yeah,
well, a couple of stores.
Target, everybody came out. Yeah, in the red, all of them.
Yes, and so that also had a impact. They were down 15% yesterday, and this is a big week. Now, you get into the weeds a little bit. Why are they, you know, what's going on there? And, you know, they had some products that weren't selling so well. They had they're getting less visitors to their flagship store, which may mean less people visiting our country because the U.S. dollar is stronger than a lot of the other countries. So, okay, I can understand that. It's very good for us as Americans to travel because our dollar is stronger than a lot of these other currencies, like the euro and the British pound. But for people to come here, it's a little more expensive, so I get that. They really had to slash prices. There's some other things that were floating around there, but it's been currently widely discussed that the Fed, when they lowered rates when they raised rates in the last quarter of last year, 2018. That was a mistake, and that we started to get these tweets from the administration. And I'm not defending anybody. I'm just saying this is, you know, he was saying it was a mistake, and you know, the Fed's all blah, blah, blah. And we're starting to realize that maybe those tweets might have been correct, and that the general consensus is now is that the Fed needed to lower rates. The problem is, the Fed can't lower rates until they meet again, so they're going to sit here. We're going to sit in abeyance for a little while, and that's part of it. So. You know, we're going to get some other, you know, today's economic calendar may show some very different numbers. That's I want to let you know that a lot of times we'll get initial jobless claims coming out pretty soon before the market's open, and we'll see what that looks like. And over the last time was about 210,000. We'll see what that number looks like. Non-farm productivity, unit labor costs, retail sales are also going to come out. We're going to figure out some, the Philadelphia Fed Manufacturing Index is going to come out. So today's a robust day to get a real idea of the economy. And so that could change things. But right now, I think that if we're waiting for a tweet, that's what I think some of the markets now is getting, like this dope that we're getting used to the president saying something here. If you're waiting for that, it may not happen just now. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, Craig, the whole thing is, Craig Ferrantino with us, special edition here, the 800-point drop on Wall Street yesterday. You know, one thing about the president, you know, the one thing I don't want to hear is don't blame it on the Fed, please. You know, they cut rates last month, first time in a long time. You know, it doesn't make sense to say, you know, I want to blame the Fed for this. No, please. You know, it's a conglomeration of things. You know, be real here. It's the trade wars going on. You know, that with China, it's the economic slowdowns in some of the other countries. Germany, look at Germany. You know, let's cite actualities. Please don't tell me that the Fed is responsible for this yesterday. Please.
Yes. Well. He indicated in the last meeting that he's going to do a one and done, meaning he was going to cut once, if you recall, just a few weeks ago, and we don't anticipate any further rate cuts. He may have to amend that, and that's the markets were affected. We're shooken by that. That said, let's talk about what your listeners can do, Jay. And this is all theoretics here. Yeah. Everybody who's listening to this call can have some control of their portfolios. If they don't mind some summer volatility, stick with it. That's fine. If you're uncomfortable, we've been taking a defensive position over the last few weeks, moving more into out of equities and not raising cash, but moving into bonds. And that move has been somewhat good because we're actually, even though it's only showing that we're making 1.5%, if we moved that, and when we moved it was 2%, now it's 1.5%. We've actually saw a 20% or so increase of people rise in the level of people's portfolios in bonds. So you could actually make money in bonds. And if you think that bonds are going to 1%, that's still a very good move. So it's not just being defensive like you're a scaredy cat, is that there's an opportunity to possibly make money on the bond side of the world and let equities play their course, at least for the near future. But if you're comfortable with a 3% volatility, 100 goes to 97. It's okay. I could live with it. All right. So you live with it. If you feel that not so sure about the rest of the year, you may want to start to take a defensive position, and people can move their portfolios or move their 401ks or 457 plans or 403bs into a more defensive, more, you know, just run it a little more into the stable value fund or something like that. So you don't want anybody, the listeners, to feel powerless here. You do have the ability to do that. The one thing you could do is look at your portfolio, see what's in Europe, and you may want to say, you know, it might be a good idea to just stay domestic for a period of time. And then you could always go back into emerging markets and, you know, Europe or international growth or international funds. So some things, just some tips for people. We always look at these things like we're watching the train wreck, but nobody does anything about it. We do things about it. So it's important to make sure that this train wreck doesn't happen for you.
I hear you. Listen, you could talk anybody off the ledge as far as I'm concerned. You know, listen, you're feeling good about things. Let's see. You're probably right. There'll be a little bit of a bounce back, and you might still have one of those negative days. We'll see. But you don't think you're going to get three in a row, that's for sure. So we will... Wait with added anticipation. The great Craig Ferrantino. You know, Craig, I can't thank you enough. You know, again, pulling himself out of vacation mode. And, you know, you're very comparable to this gentleman. Listen.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
Just when I thought I was out, I'm going back in.
There you go. The great Al Pacino, Godfather 3, I do believe. But you know what? You're that type of guy. Folks, check out this great website, Long Island Investment LongIslandAdvisors.com. Long Island, really, it is the best website out there, and Mr. Ferrantino is the best in his field. Certified wealth strategist extraordinaire, Craig James Financial. Enjoy the rest of your week, my friend, and hopefully when we get you back in full in the next few, it will be fine. But thanks so much for a few here.
The pleasure's mine. I appreciate it.